Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
It's always so nice to be here with you. For the next hour, of course, we talk how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. My wonderful co-host, wife, and nurse practitioner, Irene, is with me this afternoon, of course. And we have some great topics to bring to you, great things. We're going to center around food today. That's going to be our center of topic. Now, of course, we're going to talk about anything else that you want to talk about. And you can call us. This show is easy. I mean, really easy to get in on. And all you need to do is to call 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And you can then or text us to 561-789-1588. But we're here for you. And good afternoon, Irene. I'm here.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we're playing with we're talking about food because we were playing with a baby goat that's less than 2 weeks old this morning.
No, so cute.
And holding that little baby goat, he got quiet in your arms, sweetheart, and almost fell asleep, which is nice. And we remember the things that are the best are really the things that are free. So those are the things that we definitely want to be able to talk about and you know, to be able to help you to reach optimal health. We're going to talk about food today in a couple ways. People make the wrong choices. I think pretty much we know they go to the store, whether they have a lot of money or very little money, we all make very poor choices. We tend to buy the things that taste good, that are sweet, they're preserved, they're fatty, they're fried. And yes, they are delicious, but are they good for our long-term health? And we do know there is a direct relationship between cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and also, you know, having, you know, what you eat and what goes into your body. So if we make proper choices, the question is, could we decrease the amount of cardiovascular disease? And the answer is no question, yes. The problem is, are we doing it? And would it take a negative or would it take a positive incentive to be able to do that? Well, that's, I guess, the question we need to really look at. Well, we're also going to examine today the Dirty Dozen. They came out with a new list. The Dirty Dozen, or the clean list, are the fruits and vegetables that, regardless, probably the Dirty Dozen list should never be eaten unless they are organic. Why? Because the pesticides and organicides, they all basically go ahead and they go into the vegetable or the fruit, and they can easily create a problem with your system over time. So we want to try to get organic on that. So what's your take? Do you like we eat all organic, sweetheart. We like to. We think it's the right way to go. Do you ever buy any of the non-organic on the Dirty Dozen list? Or are you pretty conscious of it most of the time?
Oh, no, not on the Dirty Dozen. I think, you know, we've been trying to get organic as much as we can. It's not always possible. It's still not as accessible as you would think it would be by now.
It's hard. And again, the bottom line is always the same. Why don't you grow it yourself?
I know, right?
Yeah, you should always have a garden and grow it yourself. But there is some important things going on with what they looked at. They're talking about negative incentive and positive incentive. A negative incentive basically is, hey, if you do something, you're going to pay for it. And a positive incentive is if you do something that's good, you're going to get paid for it. So we're going to talk about two studies that basically show that when we come back. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Give us a call, and this is CRN One Talk Network. How much time do we have before we go to the break there, Tomas? 10 seconds. We'll be right back, Dr. Mitch.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrativemedconsult, consult, consult.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch right here on the Dr. Mitch Show. Look good, feel good, have great sex. It is an interactive show. All you need to do for a question or comment is just call 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. We're talking today about the food and what foods can mean to you and how do we do the right thing. Well, we were started before the break noting that there was a positive tax and a negative tax conversation done in two new articles that came out. The negative was there are counties that have tried but have failed, and they're still trying, about 40 of them throughout the United States, to make sure that sugary drinks may become more expensive. In other words, if you want to buy something that's junk and you know that the person typically needs no more than 20 grams of carbohydrates every day, that's really the most you need, unless, of course, you work out or work out violently, you know, really heavily and sweat a lot. So one sugary drink, one big gulp drink can have as much as 60 to 80 grams of carbohydrates or more. So they're saying, well, maybe we just tax that instead of paying $2.50 or whatever you pay for a soda. Now you'll pay maybe $4.50. Will that deter you? What do you say?
Well, I'm not sure. We did the same thing with cigarettes. I think it did have some effect, but you know, when people are addicted to these substances, they just will get it no matter what.
So if they love the sugar and they can't get rid of it, your takes, they're going to go ahead and just basically get it anyway, regardless of what it takes. Well, I guess if you look at the coffee, and coffees I have no problem with, you look at some of the stores with a name brand, you're talking sometimes coffee for one cup, which really costs less than, 2 cents for $4 or $5. I guess if people will pay that every morning,
people
they'll pay for the
pay
soda.
It, right?
Well, let's do the opposite, what we call positive reinforcement. They say with our kids, if we give them positive reinforcement, we're going to do better. So what about the positive reinforcement? Here's what they're suggesting. If they give a 30% discount to people that are on Medicare of a certain age or older, that, and it would only be able to be used for fruits and vegetables. In other words, you go get fruits and vegetables. If it's, let's say, $10, typically it would only cost $7. Would that, you think, encourage more fruits and vegetables? I don't know. That one works for me personally. I would say, yeah, let me have more fruits and vegetables for, you know, that much discount. That's pretty good. What do you think about that? I mean, would that, when you go to the store for us, sweetheart, would that make you buy more or something?
Yeah, I would be happy to have that option, of course, because fruits and vegetables are expensive. So people who are on limited budgets, they sometimes don't buy it because of that reason. They buy their milk and bread and butter, you know, the things that they need the most, and they often don't have money extra to buy fruits and vegetables. So I think that would help.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking that if people had that, they would be more likely to juice too and get the, you know, juicing is when you take the vegetable or the fruit and you put it through a machine and you get the liquid out and drink the liquid. Now, that's much more expensive utilization of the fruits and vegetables because, you know, to make a glass of juice, it may take you instead of eating, you know, an orange, it may take 5 or 6 oranges. Now, it is a big sugar load, but take that out of the question for a minute. And I think if there was a 30 to 40% discount, folks may say, I'm getting the fruits and vegetables for much cheaper. Maybe it makes sense to go ahead and, get the get these things on a cheaper basis and go ahead and juice. We juice like carrots and oranges, and it's delicious.
And apples, it's delicious, you know, delicious. And I think that would help the children to get into habits to eating vegetables and fruits every day from you know,
good
from not infancy, but from early childhood.
Well, what about, and this just throwing this out, what about in your mind, look, you have, we have young kids, instead of sending to school where they try to get the soda and the sweet drinks, you make them a vegetable drink in the morning with maybe an apple and an orange or something, give it a very good sweet taste to it. But now you know it's a nutritious drink. They're eating four or five vegetables or fruits in that. What do you think about that idea? That kind of, we've never done that with the kids, but what do you think? Should we start doing it?
I like that idea. It's great.
So good. So you get up every morning and do it, right?
Yeah, that would be your job. But I don't know. I think you can make it ahead of time. Not too many days ahead of time, but make it the night before.
Yeah, and then as long as you don't make it too soon, you don't lose the enzymes when you do that. You're listening to the Dr. Mitchell. We're talking about food right now, fruits and vegetables, some articles that have been released recently. You could jump in on this and add your ideas to 855-DR-MITCH. Just call 855-DR-MITCH. What do you do to get your kids to eat good fruits and vegetables? That would be a question out there that I'd like to hear the answer to. It's 855-376-4824. Same thing. Or you could text, of course, to 561-789-1588. 561-789-1588. There's no question that we could save a lot of money. One of the predictions were as great as 1.93 million people by using this Medicare 30 to 40% discount on fruits and vegetables. The study suggests, of course, we don't know 100%, but they're suggesting 1.93 million cardiovascular events, that's a heart attack or stroke, could be prevented, prolonged, or take whatever, much less of a toll by just doing that. Wow, that makes sense then. Now, there's a good social program that makes sense to me to help folks. I think that positive incentive may be just what we need to help them. Do you think it is? Well, you can call me and tell me. I think it is. I mean, I think it's a great thing. There was a few studies that were saying some said we'll prevent 230,000 deaths, but the amount is amazing. When you realize that these are self-inflicted diseases, most of the time, cardiovascular disease is a self-inflicted disease by your not eating properly, putting the wrong things on your skin, going outside and breathing in the poor air, stress. And stress, by the way, is a huge reason for it, and which one of these days we will discuss when we discuss certain things about the autonomic nervous system. That's the system that works when you're not even thinking to keep you healthy and has a lot to do with your heart. That's for sure. That makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And not just for heart disease. There is certain fruits, certain vegetables, certain what we call antioxidants that we can use for cancer prevention and other diseases, autoimmune disease, for example, diabetes. We can talk about that.
So what you're saying, and I think it's a good point, Irina, is that if we do use something like this, or somehow encourage the use of more vegetables and fruits, we may very well encourage a longer life, not just from cardiovascular, but everything from diabetes, autoimmunity, and cancer right down the line. Does that make sense, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, you hear about use this or eat this and all these different diets. I think that's what we're really trying to get after. When we come back, I want to discuss with you, if it's okay, that dirty dozen or the clean, whatever, 15 they call it, something like that. These are the foods that you probably should never buy because the fact, if they're not organic, they have pesticides in them. And I'll suggest some ideas of what you might want to do. Our number here, call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You want to text 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. When we come back, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. I'm Dr. Mitch, and we'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo! And let's not forget Columbo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night. Service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com, that's TheraSage.com, or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dr. Mitch, and we're here talking about food today. But anything you want to discuss, you do it. It's 855-DR-MITCH. Just give us a call, or 855-376-4824 here with Irina. And we're going to discuss now the Dirty Dozen versus the Clean 15. Now, the list comes out pretty much every year, and it allows us to give you an idea of the things that you really should buy organic. Now, on the Dirty Dozen are these. The first one really surprises me, but doesn't, and that's apples. The skin, just so you know, is where all of the nutrients are in an apple. And yet they use a lot of these things and waxes and things on it that don't allow you to get it clean. And we'll talk about one way to keep it clean, or you can try. But you really should buy apples totally organic, right?
And we do. And that's one of the fruits that are pretty easy to find in any supermarket.
Yeah,
apples, yes.
Usually apples are easy. Then we have peaches. And again, peaches are pretty thin-skinned. So again, the pesticides, insecticides get in and incorporate themselves in the fruit, and we don't want to eat those. Nectarines, pretty much in the same family. The big one that people don't realize is strawberries. We never eat strawberries if they're not organic because, again, they have the little seeds on the outside. They're like antennas. They basically bring in all the pesticides inside. And again, although the berries of all nature are amazing for you, blueberries, blackberries, they should always be eaten in the organic state. Grapes is another one, another thin-skinned fruit. Delicious. It's the sweetest. It has the highest sugar content. As we all know, they're wonderful. But when they're not organic, it's a problem. Now, let's take that one step further. What do we do with the grapes that make our wine?
Yeah, organic wine. you can get organic wine, but it's not
as good, is it?
It's not
right.
As good.
Usually not as good. So if we have organic wine, that would make a difference, really, make a huge difference. Tomas, remind us, we should look for an organic winery to get on and talk to us about their wine. I think that would be great. What do you think? Will you mark that for us?
Yes, I certainly will.
Yeah, I think that would be good because folks drink wine, and that's okay as long as they drink in moderation. But I think the most important thing is, are you drinking something? Are you just drinking liquid junk and makes basically liquid pesticides? As in coffee, if it's not organic, pretty much almost all coffee has pesticide, mostly fungicides, because there's a fungus going on most of the plants. But we're talking about the Dirty Dozen. I'm Dr. Mitch, 855 Dr. Mitch, 855-376-4824. Celery is another one. Now, you're not a big celery eater, but I like it. I mean, I like celery. I like to put, you know, people put a little salt on it, put maybe sometimes a little peanut butter or almond butter on it, or cashew butter. It's really good. Spinach is another part of the Dirty Dozen. Sweet bell peppers. That's like part of every salad we have.
Dirty Dozen list.
So you make sure. Okay, cucumbers, another one. And again, because of that waxy layer, cherry tomato. Well, what about the cherry tomatoes you gave me for breakfast?
I'm not sure.
Did you poison us this morning?
I hope not.
Oh, my gosh. Well, don't eat cherry tomatoes again unless they are absolutely organic. Sweet peas are important. Potatoes and hot peppers. And guess what they added to the list this year? Kale and collard greens. That kale that everyone talks about is so good for you and everything else. Guess what?
Not if it's not organic.
Not if it's not organic. Now, there is a trick that you can do if you want. You can always go to the health food store. They have these sprays that help to remove the pesticides. I don't know how great they do internally. I've never run an experiment afterwards. But if you're going to buy non-organic, for whatever reason, it would be a good idea to spray your fruit down, follow the instructions on the bottle. There's another trick. You can fill up a tub of water, and then, you know, you could scrub them in cold water. You can put, a study found, if you put baking soda, that's so easy, 1% baking soda, it is very effective in removing pesticide residues than just the plain tap water. So just, you know, put in the baking soda into like your little tub of water, scrub the fruit real good, you know, and believe it or not, that's going to help. And you could peel the fruits and vegetables. Not my favorite. If you do that or you blanch them, that does work too. If you boil them, it does. But you see, if you do any of these things, you're going to probably take away the good nutrients, which are in the skin. It's the skin of the apple that stops metastasis in breast cancer. We'll talk more about the Dirty Dozen, and we'll go to the Clean 15 when we return after these messages at 855 Dr. Mitch. Give us a call, 855 DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. You want to text? Okay, no problem. 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. What else can you do to keep it clean? I'll tell you, what are the 15 clean ones you don't have to worry about? Hey, stand by and I'll discuss each one of them with you when we come back. But get on the discussion. Give me a call. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
We're back, Dr. Mitch, 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824, talking about the dirty dozen, the foods that you can't eat without them being organic. You can, but you're going to get a large amount of pesticides. Before the break, we made mention that you can scrub the foods, you can put them in a big container, you can use 1% bicarbonate, which has been found in studies to remove a lot of this. It's worth the extra 5-10 minutes, just let it soak. The other thing you can do, which has been found the same, is to use the 3% brown bottle hydrogen peroxide and empty a bottle of hydrogen peroxide into the bin of water that houses your fruits and vegetables that you just threw in. Leave that for 15, 20 minutes. And of course, after, whether it's the bicarb or the hydrogen peroxide, wash it real clean. That's better than nothing for sure. The best is always to try to find the dirty dozen in a organic form. Now, there's something called the Clean 15. These are the foods that you, most of the time, they're saying, don't get much of the pesticide that they used inside. So therefore, even if they are not organic, you probably get away with it, like avocados. Now, think about that. Avocados have a nice, thick skin. So typically, the stuff won't get in. Sweet corn, they're saying too, I guess, because of the thick skin. The problem is, if sweet corn is GMO'd, which is a whole other process too, I remove it from the Clean 15 and I don't even put it in the dirty dozen. I throw it away and say, don't eat it. If things are GMO'd, I wouldn't be eating them myself. And we can talk, we'll talk about that in the future. Pineapple seems to be on the clean 15 as well. Well, it's thick skin, so when you open it up, most of the time it won't get in. Cabbage is interesting. Why do you think cabbage isn't, does that have a really thick skin? Not really, right?
I don't know, but when we get the cabbage, the whole thing, I usually peel those like 2-3 layers
off.
Yeah, I don't use those outer layers. So, you know how it's like tightly packed?
Right. Maybe it just doesn't, the pesticide doesn't get in as much as those. I would think that's what it does. Onions is another, and, you know, onions have a nice coating. To me, onions, one of the best food that you can get. It's a great reservoir of sulfur. It gives sulfur into the system. And by the way, I had onions this morning. I hope I'm not too close to you, sweetheart. You don't smell it. But but onions, when you chew them real good, actually keep gum and periodontal gingivitis down. That's right. The onions, when you chew them real good, actually kill the bacteria that causes gum disease. So for those of you that are want to try to keep gum disease at a minimum or already have, one of the most perfect foods would be having an onion, let alone onions are great for stopping stomach cancer, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's, of course, asparagus. Now, I love asparagus. Not everyone does. I don't know why that seems to be on the clean 15, but I do like asparagus. It does provide the amino acid asparagine, and it always is garnished to some of the most best gourmet restaurants out there. It's terrific for you. Mangoes is another thing. Mangoes make my throat itch, right? They make me itchy.
I love mangoes.
You do?
I know.
They're thick. They're also very thick. So you could understand a mango not being on the clean 15. We have papayas. Again, they're thick. Kiwi is thick outside. You can't eat the kiwi unless you just peel off the outside. Eggplant, also a thick outside. Grapefruit, a very thick outside. Now, grapefruit's a wonderful fruit. And I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm not supposed to eat grapefruit because I take a heart medicine. And that's not true, by the way. It does and can delay the metabolism of certain cardiac medicines. But if you take it at least 2 hours after you take your cardiac medicines, really not going to be that bothersome at all. You need to talk to your doctors about it. It's kind of silly to pass up such a wonderful fruit that has a bioflavonoid in it that's very good for preventing all sorts of diseases. You just give up on grapefruit because of it doesn't make any sense to me. Cantaloupe, wow, that's definitely the nectar of the gods. Cantaloupe is a wonderful on the clean list because of the thick skin. It's a great, it was protected in the Bible as one of the things they protected as a protected food. And it's very high in beta carotene and all the good nutrients. So I love it. Why don't you get cantaloupe more of? Is it hard to find or is it not the season? I don't know. I don't see it a lot.
No, I get it when it's in season, not now.
I love it.
And the watermelon also, I'm waiting a couple more months.
Yeah, I love
month or so.
Yeah, I love watermelon. I love cantaloupe. I love honeydew. They're so delicious. Now, they're great. They're great lunches too. And cauliflower seems to be on the list. Of course, we can't say enough for the category, which is the category of sulforaphane. The sulforaphanes are the ones that actually reduce breast cancer. And I think we'll talk about that in a little bit. And sweet potatoes, too, also are thick enough skin that are on the clean 15. So stay away from the dirty dozen unless they're organic. And the clean 15, you know what to do. And we should talk about some of these foods, I think, about what they can do for you. I think the best category to start is in the sulforaphanes. The sulforaphanes are those that actually protect from breast cancer and prostate cancer, and I don't know why anyone's not eating them regularly. You know which foods are the high in the sulforaphanes? You know, cauliflower,
broccoli, sprouts,
bok choy, and also the one that was on the dirty
Brussels sprouts,
cabbage. You know, they're very high. You should be eating those every day. If you don't, then you should be taking a supplement of them because they're that good. I mean, that good for preventing disease. So you should really, really be looking at these foods as something that you should be on every day. Let's talk about some foods that actually can prevent cancer. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So my favorite, garlic.
Oh, my gosh, I love garlic. Everything. One of the things about garlic you should know, folks, it's better to eat garlic at nighttime before you go to bed because it has a chemical group called a sulfhydryl group. You don't have to remember that, but be aware that it does cross the blood-brain barrier. there's a barrier that stops things to go into the brain. Most of the time, they're toxins. But in this case, it's a good substance. But it will go past the blood-brain barrier. And what happens is it can make you a little sleepy and you don't think as good. So operating, you know, that heavy machinery, or if you have a test or you need to focus on a meeting or something, I would suggest your garlic intake should be mostly when you go to bed. We'll talk a lot more about foods that can help stop cancer when we come back. You want to ask me about a food? You want to ask me about anything when it comes to look good, feel good, or have great sex? Just dial 855-DR-MISH. It's that simple. 855-376-4824. And if you have a question, just go ahead and text the question to 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. And of course, IamConsult. That's IamConsult.us. You can leave us a message. IamConsult.us. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages with more with the Dr. Mick Show. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
Welcome back. Okay, we're talking about food. We're talking about how to look good. We're talking about great sex. We didn't talk about great sex today, sweetheart. We only talked about food today. But
well, we can talk about foods that are good for sex.
All right, that will be our last segment then. That'll be kind of fun. What foods can actually help out sex? Oh, that'll be a good one for everyone to listen to. But before we do, don't forget to call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Now, we were on a more tough topic. We were talking about foods that are good for cancer patients or to stop cancer, which is really the most important thing. What foods can help prevent cancer from occurring? Again, as the CDC says, about 70% are basically, you know, things that are self-inflicted. So give us some ideas. Give us some foods and tell us why, Irina.
So we already talked about the garlic, broccoli, cauliflower, apples. Right?
Okay.
So the next one on the list is blueberries because
of
their antioxidant power. They also help with the immune system with a white blood cell count, improving that. And strawberries as well, especially for esophageal cancer. And problems like that. And other berries, right? Berries in general.
Berries in general are amazing. A couple of blueberries can double the frontline defense system of your immune system called natural killer cells. which don't require a previous exposure to a foreign object. So they go after anything that doesn't look like your own body. So doubling that by eating a cup of blueberries a day is wonderful. And yes, strawberries have been shown if you eat a large quantity of them, even if there's already cellular changes in the esophagus or stomach, can actually turn back to becoming perfectly normal again. So strawberries, remember, they're part of the Dirty Dozen. So they, you should get organic strawberries, eat large quantities of them, eat the puree of them. You can puree a lot of these, and even the frozen ones, because I often get a question, are the frozen okay? And the answer is, yeah, they are. Frozen berries are wonderful for, you know, storing, and when they're out of season, eating them, grinding them, pureeing them, putting them in everything. They make a huge difference and do help the immune response and help to prevent cancer. What else, Irina, can we look at that will help?
Also, lemons. We know that lemon peels have high levels of anti-cancer properties, and I don't know why I stopped doing that, but we used to take organic lemons and freeze them, and then you get the peel, and you just make it, you know, into the powder, and just put it in water and drink that every day. I have to stop doing that. I know why, because it's hard to find organic lemons all the time.
All right. So if you find organic lemons, this is how we did it. We put them in the freezer, left them there. Of course, we rinsed them real good before we put them in the freezer. Then we took them out. And what Irina does is to scrape them, make small powder scrapings, and then would mix.
With ninja, you know, make it into powder.
Powder, right? Mm-hmm. And then put it in the freezer again. Then as you use it, as the days go on, take the powder, put it in water, mix it up. Now, if you don't like something that's a little bit on the bitter side, you could literally take a little bit of organic honey and put a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons, even a tablespoon, in a large glass, 16 ounces of the water with this. It becomes a delicious, like almost lemonade drink. It's really good. Uh-huh. It's really, really, really good. What other foods may help us prevent getting a cancer? What else should we be eating?
Well, then your favorite, coffee.
Yeah.
Not eating, but drinking.
Yay. Yes. Yep.
Organic.
Organic coffee only. Of course, without, day doesn't start without a good cup of organic coffee, or 2 or 3 or 4. Studies show women who drink 3 to 4 cups of organic coffee a day actually live the longest. We find prostate cancer is the lowest. Diabetes is lesser. Cancer propagation is less. So drink your coffee. And I'm talking about the regular, good, organic. We get the bean, the actual bean, organic. We grind it ourselves fresh every morning. I shouldn't say we. I grind it every morning. You don't. You're sleeping. I make it and make a delicious cup. And then, of course, the house smells delicious. You get up and say, where's my coffee? And I hand it to you in 2 seconds because I always have it ready. Oh, yeah, coffee. I love it. Anything else we should talk about on our list to help stop cancer?
Yeah, and then ginger. And ginger is very good for inflammation, which is also part of the cancer process.
Yeah, ginger, and I'm going to add in also cinnamon. I think
cinnamon,
both are
turmeric. You know, herbs and spices in general, I think, is
always good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can put them pretty much in anything. Now, we put cinnamon in our coffee every morning. You may not like that flavor, but you could put cinnamon in pretty much anything that you like. And on topping, you know, that little drink we talked about with the water, with the lemon, and then putting some honey, you could put a teaspoon of organic Ceylon, that's Ceylon cinnamon. That's the one that comes either from Vietnam or from, well, what was that country that the other Ceylon? I can't think of it for a second. I will in a minute. You could use. Sri Lanka. And that's a very good organic cinnamon. It's probably most of the good stuff comes from Sri Lanka now. That goes into water. You mix it up. And then you can add into that a little touch of ginger to organic ginger. Wow, do you have a powerhouse drink. All right, we're coming back. Foods for sex. We're talking food today. We're going to end on the high side. Foods that are going to help aid sex. That's male or female. You got to listen to it. 855-DR-MITCH if you want to give us a call. That's 855-DR-MITCH. Or text us to 561-789-1588. And the number here is 855-376-4824 to talk. Again, text 561-789-1588. 789-1588. I am. How much time do we got before I go to the break? What do I got? 17 seconds. Are you kidding me? Tomas, all right, what the heck? CRN One Talk Rate, food for sex. We're coming right back after these messages.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo. And let's not forget Columbo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night. Service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back, everybody. I know you're waiting for us to talk about the foods that are great for sexual activity to keep us healthy. There's reasons for these. We don't just make the list up, but I want to go through some of them in the short segment that we have right now. One that I love is watermelon. Although seasonal, watermelon has been pitted against Viagra. Would you believe it, for men? Yep, watermelon does as good a job as Viagra. So when people say, hey, you know, I love the taste of watermelon, it's just sugar and water, well, it does a lot more than that. And certainly on that list, too, are beets. Beets are something that create what's called nitric oxide. And you're probably thinking, well, so what if it creates nitric oxide? Well, it's the nitric oxide, which is what gives us men a good erection. And without that, we have a problem. And what does Viagra or Levitra, Cialis, all these drugs do? Well, they're called 5-phosphodiesterase inhibitors. They actually stop nitric oxide from leaving. So why not just make more nitric oxide? Eat a lot of beets. Makes sense. We're also seeing avocados as well. So Irina, tell us about avocados and why avocado is so good too. It's a fat. And of course, these essential fatty acids help to develop also a good urge as well. We like avocados too.
Yeah, and other things that are high in the good fats, like salmon, tuna, fish, wild caught, of course, avocados, we already talked about, nuts and seeds,
All the good fats, in other words, are all part of that as well.
It's a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, basically the Mediterranean diet. So I just want to recall for you something, sweetheart. I think since we're talking about the foods that are, you know, good for sex, and I just want to tell you I had no ulterior motive. But you remember the very first dinner I took you to, what did I have you drink first? Apple and banana juice with a little splash of beets in it. Then I got you an avocado salad. And the entree was wild salmon with garlic sauce and asparagus. And then we finished up with a cup of coffee, which also has been shown, and dark chocolate. Do you see where I was going with all this? Right. Now I could tell you.
I didn't know back then, but now it makes sense.
You see what I was doing? I'm just trying. I mean, Tomas is probably saying, gosh,
was a watermelon too.
Watermelon in the salad. I mean, I just really was trying every trick in the book. And I figured that's Tomas. Is that considered like a no-no, what I did by providing all these foods on our first date type of thing? Was that like a bad thing?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, but I was probably, you think I was pretty cool, don't you? I mean,
oh, yeah,
like I knew the food.
Cool. Yeah, you were definitely cool.
I mean,
it
was totally legal, Tomas, and they were all good things. They're delicious foods, and the fact is they all happen to be on the foods that increase the interest in sex and make you healthier. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing. I don't know. Maybe others would see it differently, but hey, what the heck, right?
It worked. Yeah. I don't know about the first date, but
no, I don't know either. Anyway, we're talking about foods. Tomas, you know what to eat now, right? You know what to feed your family or your girlfriend or whatever. You married?
No, I'm not. I have no girlfriend right now.
Okay, well, just start feeding the neighborhood this. You never know. Something may pop up for you. You never know. So how much time do we have? I know we're near the end of the program now. What do we have, Tomas?
We're coming up on almost a minute left.
Oh, my goodness. So fast. The time does so go fast. You know, this is the show. We talk, look good, feel good, have great sex. And one of the things that we encourage you to do is if you didn't miss something in the show or you'd like to leave a message for us or email us, just go to imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. And there you'll find all the archive shows. You can find all the information you like, articles, a way to ask us questions. And don't forget that this show is on every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 11 Eastern Pacific. That's Pacific time, sorry. 10 to 11 Tuesdays and Thursdays Pacific, 1 to 2 Eastern time. And on Sundays, we're even on AM 1170, The Answer 96.1. And that Sunday, we're on from 6 to 7 Pacific, 9 to 10 Eastern. Irene and I just love being here for you and helping you and giving you all the information we can so that you can have some fun and have a better life to look good, feel good, and have great sex, organic life. Irene, thank you so much for being with us. God bless everyone. We'll talk to you next time, right? I love you, Mom. I am Dr. Mitch.
Talk on Sunday.